What's up, Anchor fam? This is Kaylee Chella checking back in with today's top stories. The Associated Press reports that the Republican-led House Intelligence Committee on Friday released a lengthy report concluding it found no evidence that Donald Trump's campaign colluded with Russia in the 2016 presidential campaign, drawing praise from the president and rebuttals from Democrats. The report caps an investigation that began with the promise of bipartisanship but quickly transformed into an acrimonious battle between Democrats and Republicans over Russia's meddling in the 2016 election and whether there were any connections with the Trump campaign. Trump quickly claimed vindication Friday, calling the report, quote, totally conclusive, strong, powerful, many things. He told reporters in the Oval Office, quote, no collusion, which I knew anyway. No coordination, no nothing. It's a witch hunt, that's all it is. But the committee's Republicans didn't let the Trump campaign completely off the hook. They specifically cited the Trump campaign for poor judgment in taking a June 2016 meeting in Trump Tower that was described in emails to Trump's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., as part of a Russian government effort to aid his father's presidential bid. The report also dubbed the campaign's praise of WikiLeaks, quote-unquote, objectionable. The House Intelligence Committee wrote, quote, while the committee found no evidence that the Trump campaign colluded, coordinated, or conspired with the Russian government, the investigation did find poor judgment and ill-considered actions by the Trump and Clinton campaigns. The House investigation is the first of several inquiries probing Russian election interference to conclude. A separate investigation led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller continues, as do probes led by the Senate Intelligence and Judiciary Committees. Larry Harvey, whose whimsical decision to erect a giant wooden figure and then burn it to the ground led to the popular, long-running counterculture celebration known as Burning Man, has died. He was 70 years old. Harvey died Saturday morning at a hospital in San Francisco, surrounded by family. The cause was not immediately known, but he had suffered a stroke earlier this month. The creator of the annual week-long summer festival in northern Nevada's Black Rock Desert was hospitalized April 4th after suffering a massive stroke. The Burning Man organization did not disclose his prognosis, only saying that he was getting round-the-clock care. Longtime friend Stuart Mangrum posted on the organization's website that Harvey didn't believe in any sort of existence after death, writing, quote, now that he's gone, let's take the liberty of contradicting him and keeping his memory alive in our hearts, our thoughts, and our actions. As he would have wished it, let us always burn the man. Facebook is adding a sleep mode to its Messenger Kids service to let parents limit when their kids can use it. It's the latest concession that tech companies are making as critics question whether they should be targeting kids at all. Among their chief concerns, the effects on kids are not yet known, and companies might not have children's best interests at heart when tech for kids is such a lucrative market. Rather than kill the services completely as some critics want, Facebook, Amazon, and Google are mostly tinkering at the edges. That leaves open the underlying questions of whether their products truly serve a need for the youngest set and if they're good for them. Signing off for the Anchor News Rundown, this is Kaylee Chella reporting.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.